we are getting close to an election in Louisiana, believe it or not. 6 weeks from tomorrow is the election for state treasurer, and it's expected, unfortunately, to be one of those low turnout elections in Louisiana. We'll also be voting on members of the U.S. Congress, and some members are being challenged a little more mightily than others. Garrett Graves here in the 6th District has a couple of challengers. Clay Higgins, as we know, over in the Lafayette area, has some competition for his seat, but this is going to be, unfortunately, a case in which many people do not get out to vote, and that is a sad reality of where we are. But we've got two people from LSU, Beth Carter and Zoe Williamson, two students who are involved with LSU student government, and they are here to talk about initiatives to get young people out to the polls on Election Day. And good morning to you.
Good morning, Jim.
Nice to see you. Well, how did you get involved in this? Beth, let's start with you.
Well, Zoe and I are both political communication majors, and voting is something that's really close to our heart, and it's something that we really want to share with other students. We think it's really important that young people exercise their right to vote, and this club is a great way to do it.
Well, you turned 18 when?
2015? Yeah.
2015, so 3 years ago.
Yes.
Did you immediately register?
I did. I registered on my birthday.
Yeah. And have you been a faithful, voter?
Yes, I voted in every state election, every federal election, and I try to vote in local elections when I can.
Well, unfortunately, a lot of these people who run for office, when you look at their voting records, they miss votes. They don't show up, and then they want to represent us. That seems to be a disconnect. But Zoe Williamson, you're involved too. What got you involved in this?
Right. So our organization, Go Vote LSU, is actually a partnership with the Andrew Goodman Foundation, which is a national nonprofit that represents voting registration, voting rights, and civic engagement. They have a lot of partner campuses all across the nation. And I got recruited to join Go Vote earlier this year. And we've kind of expanded the organization. We started out with 3 members, and now we have 90 members. And in the past 6 months or 4 months, we've actually registered 700 students to vote.
All right, 90 members for Go Vote LSU. That's GEAUX Vote LSU.
Yes, sir.
And we've had the former Secretary Tom Shedler, Secretary of State, on this show many times, and one of his concerns was that Louisiana has the 4th highest rate of people who register to vote, but then a lot of people who register don't get out and vote. How do you stimulate people to take the next step?
Well, for students, it's a lot more difficult because they're not living in the place where they're registered. So we encourage students to either register at their dorm or at their parents' house. And if they register at their parents' house, we have absentee ballot drives where we teach students how to fill out the absentee ballot, how to request it. And we actually have this online service called TurboVote, which is funded by LSU student government. When you register to vote using TurboVote, it signs you up for text alerts. So they can text you and say, hey, there's an election in your area, even if it's just a local election. And they'll also ask you if you want an absentee ballot. So it makes it a lot easier for young people to vote because it takes the whole researching part out of it.
What do you think gets people to vote most often, young people? Is it the candidates? Is it the party? Particular stances on issues? What is the catalyst?
I think it's if they can find an issue that really relates to them, something that they really care about. Obviously, like, the candidates will be a big part of that if they're engaging, if they're open to young people, if they're out there meeting them. But I think it's really about finding a way that politics can relate to your everyday life.
And as far as the issues right now that are most talked about on campus, are there particular issues that are taking most of the attention?
Well, I think in the past it's really been about TOPS and about more local elections in Louisiana especially, because TOPS is so important to the Louisiana students. It's their lifeline to staying on campus. And I think that now that TOPS funding is secured, a lot of students are talking about student loans, and they're talking about jobs, and they're talking about how they're going to fit into the economy once they graduate. So that's what I hear a lot of students talking about. We're also going to be co-hosting a symposium with the president's office at the end of October. And I think we're going to hear a lot more about what students and what people in the community care about. The symposium's called Behind the Ballot. Mm-hmm. And so we're really excited to hear from the community, hear from students, to hear what they're voting for in November.
And both of you appear to be possible candidates at some point. Do you have any desire to run?
No, I prefer to be behind the scenes helping people and getting people engaged and out to vote.
Yeah, same, me too.
What is it that most attracts you about a candidate?
I guess they're how genuine they are. I feel like a lot of people, young people in particular, are kind of disillusioned with politicians and politics as a whole. They don't really... they're less likely to identify with a party because they don't really see themselves fitting anywhere. They don't see the politicians reflecting their views. So I think when candidates can get genuine policy issues that make students believe that they are working for them, I think that's something that really attracts young people to them.
And I know some young people listen to our show, and for those who are listening who want to participate in Go Vote LSU, how do they do it?
They can reach out to us. Our social media is at GoVoteLSU. And we're also having an event on LSU's campus tomorrow from 8 to 4 in Free Speech Alley, in the Quad, and at PFT. They can come out. They can come speak to us. We're going to be registering students to vote, and we're hoping to hopefully double our current registration numbers tomorrow.
Okay, well, good luck, and I hope for an update from Zoe Williamson and Beth Carter. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure. 877-217-5757. We'll talk about the new developments and the bid for Brett Kavanaugh to become a U.S. Supreme Court Justice after this pause for the news with Karen Henderson.